This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. In his State of the Union speech, President Obama reminded us that the workplace is still not an equal playing field for women.
Women make up about half our workforce, but they still make 77 cents for every dollar a man earns. That is wrong. And in 2014, it's an embarrassment. Women deserve equal pay for equal work.
Well, it's hard not to bravo that. A new study out of Montana State University sheds more light on one reason why women are not treated or compensated as well as men on the job. And it explores the stereotype that women who are willing to speak about their accomplishments are somehow doing a bad thing and that it alienates others, while work culture rewards that same behavior for men. Psychologist Jessie Smith was the lead researcher on this study, and she joins us now. Welcome, Jessie.
Hello, thank you.
And also with us is Peggy Klaus. She's the author of the best-selling book Brag, The Art of Tooting Your Own Horn Without Blowing It. Peggy, thank you so much for being here.
It's a pleasure.
Jessie, I'm going to start with you. What drove you, motivated you at first to do this study? It was something very specific.
That's right. Several years ago, I was chair of our Women's Faculty Caucus, and we had the bright idea to put together a newsletter that highlighted the accomplishments of the women faculty at our university. So we sent out an email to our listserv and said, tell us about the great things that you've done recently. It could be a research accomplishment, something in teaching, maybe a new hobby that you've learned. So we kept it pretty generic. And we got exactly zero responses.
Wow.
Just a real reluctance and discomfort to announce to the small world of Bozeman, Montana, the accomplishments that they had been so successful at securing over the last year.
Yeah. And, you know, we wanted to hear some voices out there. And here's what it sounds like for a lot of women today.
I don't like to pat myself on the back. I feel like people will just appreciate what you do, and if they don't, it's not really my job to point it out to them how quote-unquote good I've done. I've never asked for a raise at work. I'm kind of there to do my job. If they feel that they want to reward me, then that's on them. I don't feel that it's my place to say, hey, I need more money, please.
Well, I am not as confident as I think I should be when talking about my accomplishments at work. I try to keep a list of the things that I have accomplished, so that way I'll remember them when it comes review time. I have actually asked for a raise, and it's actually been very slow going, and as it hasn't actually occurred, it's been about a year and a half long process through two bosses.
That was Tammy and Crystal from D.C. Peggy, what are the pressures that make things so different between men and women when it comes to promoting yourself in the workplace?
There are social and cultural, religious and familial norms, Carmen, that prevent women from saying, I am proud of myself for this accomplishment. Certainly, if 2008 and the recession has taught us anything, that if you sit back and don't ask and don't offer up what you've done, then you won't get that promotion or that title or that bonus.
Jessie, talk to us about your experiment. Tell us about what you did.
We wanted to come up with a situational, some external reason, a justification that could explain away why you might be feeling uncomfortable. If you have something external to blame for that, then it frees you up. So we had groups of undergraduate women at Montana State University who were applying for a scholarship, and we told them, write either an application essay for yourself or to write a letter of reference and promote the accomplishments of a friend to win this essay. And for half of them, we told them that there was a subliminal noise generator in the room. Let me be clear. It's not really a noise generator. It didn't actually produce any crazy sounds, but we made them think that it would produce these high-pitched frequencies that would potentially make them feel uncomfortable, feel anxiety. And so if they felt that way, it was the result of this subliminal black box. And what was fascinating was that for the half that we told them about this black box, if they had to write about their own accomplishments for the scholarship essay, they enjoyed the experience more. And when women were able to have this black box to blame for any discomfort that they might have been feeling, they wrote better essays and received $1,000 more on average in scholarship money.
Jessie, I just want to say that I'm fascinated by your research. I take a very different approach. And I have found over these many years that when I provide women with a way to talk about themselves with no negative perceptions of being self-aggrandizing, aggressive, and give them a practice technique along with that to get over their discomfort and their nerves, then they feel much more comfortable and they really get that they can do it and that they need to do it. And I have seen a real shift in women who would come to me and say, I can't brag. It's a sin. It's pride cometh before the fall. It's not ladylike. You know, I talked about the cultural and the societal norms, and that's what we're up against.
Jesse, we're talking about a lot of responsibility for women to take on.
That's right. And quite frankly, it is a lot of burden to retrain yourself. And then if you don't do it, well, then it's your own dang fault that you don't make as much money as somebody else and you didn't get that raise and promotion. So there's a blaming of the victim that can potentially happen here. We would suggest from a social psychological perspective that the burden is on the employers. The only way these cultural norms are going to change is to change the culture. For example, instead of just saying, write your annual review, have it be a form that asks very pointed questions. How many conferences did you go to? How many stories were you the lead author on? It might seem soulless because there's no room for narrative, but it does normalize this notion of talking about your accomplishments in a way that is actively sought out by the employer, and men and women are taking part in this in an equal way. And certainly, why isn't the question, why do we reward this behavior in men? Nobody likes somebody who's just bragging and conceited and talking about themselves nonstop.
Right. And I wish upon all ladies equal pay for equal work. Jesse, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Peggy, thank you as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Carmen.
Psychologist Jesse Smith is from Montana State University, and Peggy Klaus is the author of Brag, The Art of Tooting Your Own Horn Without Blowing It. If you want to tell your story about work, wages, and being a woman, head over to marketplacemoney.org or tweet at LiveMoney.